Let's now take this time to turn into the Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 47. Lord's Day 47. Lord's Day 47, this is now we're beginning in the Lord's Prayer, the very first petition. And please respond to the question. What is the first petition? Hallowed be your name. That is, grant us first rightly to know you, to sanctify and magnify and praise you in all your works, in which your power, goodness, justice, mercy, and truth shine forth. And further, that we so order our whole life, our thoughts, words, and deeds, that your name may not be blasphemed, but honored and praised on our account. Sense of God, there is a lot in a name, especially in the Old Testament, and there's a lot in the names of God. He has many names. Of course, he is only one God, but he has many names that describe a certain aspect of his being, of his character. And I'm not going to name all of them right now. But the reason why I'm going to go through some of these names is because the Catechism, and really the Lord's Prayer, teaches us first that we are to hallow God's name, which means we must know God's name. We must declare and proclaim and magnify His name, not only through our words and our prayers, but also in our life. But we need to know God's names in order to magnify His name in all of our life. And of course, one of the more common names of God is El Shaddai. El Shaddai, God Almighty. Or El Elyon, which is the Most High God. It stresses His strength, His sovereignty. Olam, He's called, the Everlasting God, who never changes. Or just to name a couple of His other names, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides, stresses His provision for His people. Or Jehovah Nisi, which is the Lord is my banner. He is my banner. Stresses our victory in Him. He is our shalom. The Lord is peace. And that points that He is the means of our peace and rest. He is the Sabbath, the Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. He is a military figure who is powerful, who holds all power and all armies in His hands. And other names as well. The Lord is our righteousness. The Lord is my shepherd. He is described in all of these different ways in the Old Testament. And the Old Testament saints hung on to those names as a way of comfort, but also as a way of declaring. We see a lot of those names being declared in the songs and prayers on the book of Psalms as well. But what about in the New Testament? What is the name that is above every name? The name Jesus Christ, the Son of God, whom God sends as our deliverer, our redeemer. And His name is above all names. He has authority over all things. And Paul says, as a result, the result of Christ humbling Himself and becoming obedient, even to the point of death on the cross, the Father has exalted Him. Therefore, giving Him the name above all names, the name in which every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that He is Lord. How the name of Jesus summarizes all of God's names together in His person and in His work. All of the names of God in the Old Testament find their fulfillment in the person and work of Jesus Christ. His power, His wisdom, His goodness, His justice, His mercy and truth, all clearly displayed through the person of Jesus. Christ is our covenant-keeping God because He says, I will give them eternal life. They shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. Christ is our everlasting God who is, who was, and who is to come. Christ is our banner of victory. Paul says that we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Christ is our shalom, because through Him we have peace and fellowship with God. Christ sends us the Holy Spirit to daily sanctify us. Christ is our shepherd who guides and protects His people until the end. Christ is our righteousness because he has made us righteous in him. Christ is the Lord Almighty, for of him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory. As we, as Christians, we bear the name of Christ. In fact, Christian, the word Christian itself means little Christ. Doesn't mean we are, of course, the same as Christ, but we are reflections. We share his anointing. We are his followers, and we reflect the name of Christ in all parts of our life. Not just in the church, not just in church ministry or outreaches, but all of our lives, from your waking moments to the moment you go to sleep. We wish that Christ's name will be praised on our account. He's not just like a jacket we can put in the closet and take out when it's convenient or when it's cold outside. But he must be, the light must be put on to the top where everybody can see. Everybody can see who this person belongs to. Who do you belong to? And they should be able to say, this man, this woman belongs to Jesus Christ. Christ is with us during the hard nights and during the difficulties, and he will see that we will go through all of those periods. But it's in his name that we are sustained, and it is his name that we seek to honor and proclaim as well. Amen? Amen.